This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is for Teron Armstead retiring, Brittany. Like, why the sad hour Tua?
I have a story about Tua from Tortuga.
Oh, really?
I do.
Well, let's buckle up and hear what Brittany has to say about Tortuga. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Well, do tell, 3 days of Tortuga.
That'd be a hell of a story, because she's horse.
And wow. What happened with Tua at Tortuga?
So, Jelly Roll was the headliner for Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And all his band was wearing dolphin stuff, and he was talking about Hard Rock Stadium, and he shouted out Tua. He was like, shout out to my guy Tua at Hard Rock. And then they panned over to the camera, and Tua was there.
Wow.
And then everybody booed him.
What? No
like very,
way.
Very loudly and Hold very, on. Very aggressive.
Hold on.
So I feel like after that, Tua is very somber, and that's why the sad Tua song needed to be played today.
Let me just hold on, Brittany.
So
let me just be clear here. Mm-hmm. You're claiming. Where were you? You were in the stand. You were in the grandstands. Like, where were you?
On
the beach. Like, where were you? Where
you? You think I could afford a VIP? That's very generous. No.
I don't know if you got hooked up here, but I understand. Okay, so you had general admission.
I had general admission.
You're saying from where you were.
I'm standing from where I am.
Tua gets thrown on the screen.
Yeah.
Booed to holy hell.
Booed. Absolutely booed.
That's kind of surprising, Leroy.
There was not
really?
One.
Really?
They booed him?
Nothing.
Because he's partying too much?
Nothing positive.
You want to know why?
I'm not going to lie. I partook in the booing.
What? You booed Tua?
Can I tell you?
At Tortuga?
Hold up.
I did.
Leroy just hit his phone.
Hold up.
Let me see. Wow.
I had to come back off of vacation for this. Let me explain something to you guys. All you fans out there. You complain about the players you have. Go tell me who's a better quarterback.
That's not the question here.
And why would you boo your own guy? You know the last two fan bases that booed their coaches and players?
Are you going to go back to the
yes!
damn Ohio State again?
Because I think it's the one thing that drives me crazy about fans.
You're not going to be able to use that forever on sports.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Why I'm not?
Because you're not going to
always booed a guy that won a championship.
Okay, but some guys get booed because they suck. I'm not saying Tua sucks.
How? Wait. So Ryan Day sucked?
Still can't beat Michigan.
Won a championship.
Yeah. With a but a new system. A little bit of a caveat cowboy there, you know?
Eagles? That guy been to 2 Super Bowls and won one.
That's true.
Still tried to run him out of town.
Philadelphia booing is like speaking. It's what they do.
One of the reasons why I get so annoyed by this, keep in mind, I played for a team that ran Bill Belichick out of.
Let me ask a question. Hold on 1 second.
No, stop. Wait,
hold on.
Please.
Let me ask a question. Let me ask a question.
Because I can tell by the way you're looking at me.
It's not even a question. I'm asking. I'm going to ask Brittany a question. She was boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brittany, yes. You were cowboy boots on the ground.
I was.
Why did you boo to her? Did you just feel like the atmosphere called for it because everybody was mad? Were you a little?
Be honest with
did you have too many drinky poos? Like,
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even see Tua on the screen, and as soon as he said like Tua, I was like, boo.
Do you not like Tua?
I don't.
Why?
I don't. And then like all my friends that I was with aren't like really big sports fans, and they like look at me, they're like, oh my gosh.
So you're rats off a ship on Tua. Why?
I always have been, and I fear I always will be.
Wow.
Yeah. So then after the fact, we met up with some friends, and they were like, did you guys see Tua on the screen? I said, wait, he was here? And they were like, yeah.
So, hold on a second.
And I was like, everybody literally booed him so loud.
Wait a minute.
After the booing? Like, did Jelly Roll acknowledge the booing? Like, what?
He like moved on very quickly.
Jelly
he was,
Roll, no, Jelly Roll's gonna
look,
do.
Did he look distraught? Like, I need to know.
No, he's Jelly Roll. What he's gonna do is, I only talk to God. Like, he's his whole thing is misery. Like, he probably
pretty
is like
sure
great.
That didn't happen during the last song, by the way.
What's the last song?
I'm pretty sure that had to be the last song.
So Brittany, let me ask you this question. Who would you rather have at quarterback?
Who would I rather have at quarterback?
Yeah.
Like realistically?
Sure.
Realistically, there's no one out there, but
No, that doesn't mean she can't boo him though.
That doesn't mean I can't boo
that's
him.
Like
that's
the rules,
my
though.
Point.
Hold on, why don't you like Tua? Like you didn't like him since he was drafted. Why?
Because I never thought that we should have drafted him.
Mm. That's fair. Listen, if she wasn't on Team Tua, then
I've never
then
been
got
Team
the
Tua.
Gr-
like you could ask
got
anybody.
On the
keep in mind, I am, and I said this when they drafted Tua.
Yeah, you weren't Team Tua
because I don't believe if you're gonna draft a guy who's supposed to change your organization, you bring him in hurt.
I just find a lot of this fascinating is that the guy has been partying his ass off all offseason that we've seen. More partying than we've ever seen from Tua. And that he goes to Tortuga. I do think he was probably taken aback that he was booed. Because I don't feel like Tua.
Yes. Tua.
I do feel like Tua is still more popular than unpopular down here.
Regardless of
he's
what
polarizing.
You think, regardless of what you think of Tua, I don't think he's ever done anything to warrant booing.
There's also a lot of out-of-towners when they go.
That's true.
That's Bills country right there, right by the elbow room.
Yes. That's so. There was a lot of Bills fans there.
But you're not a Bills
mafia. I'm not a Bills fan, no.
So maybe they were just a bunch of Britneys.
They were just a bunch of me's. I'm telling you, I booed so hard. And then I didn't know he was even there. I probably wouldn't have.
So let me get this straight. I just want to be clear here. You went to enjoy Jelly Roll. The idea, you didn't see Tua.
I didn't even
you
see
just,
him.
The idea that Jelly Roll mentioned Tua.
Made me upset.
Wow.
Yes.
So, let me ask.
She just left.
Can I ask? Can
said,
I ask?
I don't want to finish this.
Can I ask? Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many old drinky poos were you in before you start booing?
Listen, at that point, it had all worn off. I was very sober and aware of what I did. And I'll do it again, if I'm being honest. I'm doubling down. I would have booed him again.
Damn.
So, I can never figure out. We boo somebody, but if I say, who would you rather have?
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody.
Yeah, but if you're not a fan of him and you never wanted him paid, if you never wanted him drafted, you never wanted him paid, and you've had this take since he's been on the Dolphins, like Brittany has, then
right, but
it
I
is what, like, yeah, you're ruining my good time. Like, bring somebody else out here, like Waddle or Chop Robinson.
But I told you when they drafted him why I had a problem with it. It had nothing to do with Tua.
Mm-hmm.
It
really
had solely
Waddle
to do with this
Chop
team.
Chop Robinson would be at Tortuga.
Why not?
Dude.
You never know.
You never know. But
Ludacris was there.
Ludacris was there.
Luda.
Yeah, but Ludacris probably was not there during the last set. Come on.
I'm going to say this.
He left after his.
I need you to stop right now.
Luda.
Oh, is wrong with you?
Yeah, I had to play the sad
At
hour.
At least Zach Sealer, you know, he could have been there.
See, Zach Sealer?
You would never boo Zach Sealer.
Never. Liam Eikenberg?
Oh, I would boo the holy hell out of Liam Eikenberg.
But if they said, ah, my guy, Liam Eikenberg,
more people would say, who?
Yeah.
And I would but be then like, they would boo him and say, because you don't protect Tua.
If Jelly Roll was like, and here's my guy, Liam Eikenberg, I'd be like, watch out, Jelly Roll, you might get sacked.
Or your eye.
I mean, just come on. Like, I don't understand. I think like, Jelly at Roll some can- point, at some point as fans, don't you have to just cheer your guys?
No.
No? Okay.
Not at Tortuga. Maybe when he's on the field and he does something
would
for me. But not at Tortuga.
Also, Tobin?
Would I have booed Tua?
Yeah.
No, I think Tua's adorable. Hmm. I wouldn't boo him.
I don't know, because every time Brittany says something, but I would agree with her.
If everybody was booing Tua, I would maybe be off to the side and be like, we have seen you kind of partying a lot this offseason.
It's offseason. It's offseason.
But it's been more this offseason than other offseasons, and you missed 6 games last year.
Here's the only difference between Tua this year and previous years. In previous years, he did a lot of traveling. He's mostly stayed here this year. So his partying has been here. Right.
Is that the case? You've had his itinerary?
No. Remember, he went to Hawaii and he was all over.
It's not traveling. That's going home.
What if Kirk Cousins
He was there
out?
More than he was here. Now he's here. Huh?
Ammonia.
What if Kirk went out?
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
What about him?
If he got shot out, would you boo him?
Kirk Cousins was at an Atlanta concert, he would have gotten booed.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would have.
You think?
$100 million for nothing.
It's not his fault.
Who cares? Hey, can I just tell you something, dude? Welcome to sports.
If somebody said, I'll pay you, if somebody right now, if the Dolphins came here and said, Tobin, I give you $100 million to play quarterback, what you going to do?
I'd take it.
Yeah!
But if I sucked?
You know you suck going into it, but you're going to take that money.
I'm going to take those boos, too.
But can I be honest, though? I think that there's there's a shorter list of people who wouldn't get booed than there are that would get booed. Does that make sense? Like, I think that there's a longer, like,
people boo.
Yeah, most people are just going to boo.
The Dolphins right now are booable. They had a disappointing season.
Yes.
And they've had high expectations. Agreed. They have not won a playoff game in 25 years. Most people are going to get booed.
Here's what I would say. The problem that I have with all of this is that sometimes you need context. And that is why. And because Tua's there, we figure it's his fault. Let's boo him. But that's not why they didn't make the playoffs last year. And that's not why they've been struggling the last couple of years.
Hold on. It's hard to put an injury on somebody's fault, even though he threw his head into somebody. But Tua's lack of availability is very much a reason they didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
It's
and injuries overall.
And
injuries.
And it's the thing that's...
He's not the only one, though. They had a whole mash.
But, dude, come on. Yeah. I mean, like, Skylar Thompson. Yeah. Like, what are we doing? They had Tim Boyle out there.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Anyway, you're getting respect for being 10 toes, though, Brittany.
Thank you. I'm not.
You're standing by your take.
Yeah,
10 toes in the sand.
Even though I can't believe anybody with that upset at a Jelly Roll concert, because he just seems like, you know, a party.
It was everyone was having. I'm telling you, it was so aggressive how loud he was booed.
It's like
it was probably aggressive because, you know, you're in your safe space, you're there having a good time, and out of nowhere you're reminded of all the bad times.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Right now, all you're thinking about is, I can't believe you died for that on third down, you dummy.
Yeah, but you know what? Think of it this way. If he had slid and not got the first, how many people would have said, all you needed was a yard?
He got a standing ovation when he slid this year.
After he got the first.
I don't want him running.
Me neither. I think it's stupid. But here's the other thing I want. Mm-hmm. I want him to play football.
Me too.
Okay.
It seems right now what he's doing is following his
off season.
Following his passion
off music. Season. Off season.
Well, hold on though. Jalen Waddle. You see yesterday Jalen Waddle? He gave me a video.
Wait, you know who also gave you a video?
Hmm?
Phillips.
Jalen Phillips gave me a video of in the lab.
So?
Jalen Waddle gave me a video of being in the lab. Malik Washington gave me a video of in the lab. I would like one Tua in the lab video. I think he owes us.
That's
he's not even that active on social media.
Get, right. He's got people who are active on social media. He's got that. He's got that Billy Goat media.
You know
tell
what?
Them, tweet me a video.
You know what I used to love about my off season?
Hmm?
I would go to track, work out,
mm-hmm.
go to the gym,
mm-hmm.
get my weights in. I didn't need company. I didn't need.
You won a lot of playoff games.
Huh?
You won a lot of playoff games. If Tua won a playoff game, he could go to Jelly Roll all he wants.
Yep. I was at the Dolphins.
I'm not going to move the bar.
Wait.
If they
win the division, get to the first round of playoffs, win a first round playoff game, and then lose that, you know what everybody will say? He ain't the guy that can't get us over the hump. It'll just move it.
Right now, get over the baby hump before we move the
ball. Okay. Yes. Tobin?
Hey.
You know damn well.
What?
What I'm saying is 100% accurate. That they'll just move the bar.
For now. But let's get to the bar before I even have to move it. Can we bar hop? No. We have to get to the first saloon.
The first saloon.
He hasn't even thrown down his first pint yet. I haven't even got to say Moyle before we talk about moving the bar.
The worst. You are the worst.
Back after this.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I got some injury updates from the Cats here, Leroy, on tonight's game. So Panthers are taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs tonight. Got some guys back at morning skate, but not everybody is going to be back tonight. So this is from Jameson Olive, Panthers.com. Barkov is back tonight, according to Paul Maurice. But Sam Bennett, with an upper body injury, he's out the rest of the regular season. But
wow.
Paul Maurice says, not in danger of missing game one of the playoffs. They want to get him back to as close to 100% as possible. Nico Sturm has been cleared. He'll be available to start the next game. So I guess that's Thursday. And Sergei Bobrovsky is in net tonight.
All right.
Also, Dmitry Kulikov skated with the main group. According to Jameson, targeting return for one of the games in the final back-to-back. And Matthew Tkachuk skated this morning, but no changes in the timeline. Still trending in the same direction. So there you go. That's your Panthers update on the injury situation with what they got going on right now. But I'm happy Barkey's back. The captain. Makes me happy. Just his face, you know? Show him a little something. J-Fig.
How may I help you?
You got tickets to give away for today?
I think I do.
Yeah.
But I'm not alone in this.
Who's doing it with you?
My little dog.
Scooby?
My little pup. Yep.
Are you going to go to Bark at the Park?
Honestly, after that, I feel like I should.
Has he ever been to a Bark at the Park?
No, he hasn't.
Have you ever taken a dog to a bark of the park?
My horses ain't going to be able to go through.
What about Oreo?
No.
Why?
Oreo's the meanest of all of them.
It's tiny. Carry him.
This is how you'd be looking at me.
If you give him a hot dog, he'd be happy.
Nah, Oreo doesn't eat like that.
One of those Zeus, 12 hot dogs?
Zeus would eat
if
everything.
You brought Zeus, everybody would love Zeus. Bring Zeus.
Yes, but Dre is friendlier than Zeus.
Do you think Zeus would try and get on the field to play baseball?
For sure.
No, but I think he'd pee on all of the columns.
That's possible.
In the he just...
They do bark at the park a lot at Marlins games, right? Like, bark at the park used to be like a once a year thing, but I feel like they do bark at the park like once a month now.
No.
Yeah, I think they do. They do bark at the park a lot. Mm-hmm. People like to bring their dogs places.
I'm still not.
You're not one of those?
No.
Won't bring your dog to work?
No.
What?
You said one day.
I might bring Sunny Bunny.
Just a moose? I mean, right now, Dre is dressed like a horse up north because he has the body thing on.
Well, J-Fig and Scooby have a four-pack of tickets to Bark at the Park when the Marlins host the Nationals on Sunday. If you guys want to win right now, what caller number you want to give it to, J-Fig?
I might give it to caller number 8 because that's how old Scooby is.
Caller number 8 to 305-567-0560 will win a four-pack of tickets to Bark at the Park on Sunday. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560 if you guys want those tickets to Bark at the Park. And to see Scooby, and I believe you get Scooby-Doo jersey. So caller, a Scooby-Doo Marlins jersey.
I think Oreo's 14.
Do you get that with our tickets?
Wow.
With our tickets?
Yeah, I think it, well, I don't know if it's like for the
or
first
like an entry
situation.
Thing.
Yeah, it's like an entry thing. It's like an entry thing. You know, but 14, there's going to be 14,000 people in that game. Mm-hmm. Respectfully.
Mm-hmm. When night of the week?
Sunday against the Nats. I think you're going to get a Scooby jersey.
This Sunday?
Yes. What? Why are you
or
looking?
Is it like included
Master
with
Sunday?
I'm not making you go to this game.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
I'm not making you go.
I'm just trying to figure out how, you know.
I know where your focus is. You're gonna be talking about Scottie Scheffler, dude.
No,
I get you.
I'm not taking Scottie Scheffler.
Who are you taking?
I told you.
I forgot.
Ludwig Oberg, Rory McIlroy.
Oh, dude, you're throwing your money away.
What?
You're throwing your money away.
What are you talking about?
Rory's not going to win a major, dude.
Why?
Because he's not. It's been 10 years. It's time to give that up.
I mean, it's been 10 years. Okay.
Stop
it happens. You don't win one every year.
He's not winning a major anymore. His time is done. He's a choker.
He's already won twice this year.
Not majors.
Those count?
Not as majors. Masters, British, PGA,
he
U.S.
Won the Players, which is like...
It's a fake major.
No, it's not.
It's big check, not a major.
All right. Okay.
Caller like, 8.
Say how much... Like, why do... Here's what I get annoyed
what?
By.
We hosted Tea Time.
Why am I getting mad at you who knows absolutely nothing about golf?
That's not fair. I'm trying to be involved just like you are with the fight world. You know, I don't get mad
but
at you.
But I ask you. I ask you questions.
Right.
I ask you, hey, how's
but
this
you
guy?
Said the same thing about Michael Chandler. I didn't try and defend him. I'm like, you're right. He doesn't win enough.
He doesn't.
You're right.
Rick speaks for himself.
But you make excuses for Rory.
No, I don't.
You can't win
just
every
time. Just wait. So think about this. And here's what drives me crazy about you. Who owns the record for most majors?
Jack.
Yes. With, what did he win?
19?
19.
Yep.
How many years did he golf?
A whole lot.
Like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, and there's times he won.
Did he ever have a 10-year rut?
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
I don't know.
But I bet if I checked his Wikipedia, he never had a 10-year rut.
Tiger had a little run.
Tiger had a run, but Tiger Woods had a scandal. Tiger Woods had a car accident. Tiger Woods, bad injuries.
Okay.
What's Rory's excuse?
Golf is hard. That's what his excuse is.
No, it's only hard once the majors come around. So, and they do this every year with you where you're like, this is the year, and he wins the Canadian Open. And you're like, this is the year. And I'm like, the Canadian Open's a fake major. And what happens?
Nobody called the Canadian Open a major.
You basically called it a major.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You basically
did. The Players, though.
No.
The Players has one of the strongest fields in the world.
Okay, it has a strong field. It's not a major.
It's their championship.
Okay. There's only four championships, and this is the first one, and he's not going to win it.
Okay. You know, some tours have five.
Has he won everything?
Has he won everything?
Yeah.
Everything else other than the Masters.
He never won the Masters?
He's never won the Masters.
So he's never been to that dinner, huh?
Nope.
It's tough. So it's the old Happy Gilmore, Shooter McGavin. Right, okay, where's right. your jacket?
Let me tell you something. Right now, you pick one guy against Rory.
What do you mean one guy? What do I do?
One guy.
I can pick anybody to beat Rory?
Yeah.
Xander Schauffele.
Okay.
The X-Man.
Okay. He's been struggling this year.
Not against Rory. Different okay. playing field. When there's actual right. stakes, Rory's a vegetarian.
Dude, you know I want to just come over there and just
caller hey. Number eight. I'm assuming already
did,
happened.
Did you even hear what he said?
No.
What? You mind saying that again? Because I don't want to ruin.
I said for Rory McIlroy, when there's actual stakes, Rory's a vegetarian.
Let's go to break. You're exhausting today. Right.
Yes!
And I'm hungry. I can't deal with this.
Oh, man. That's terrible. Oh, my God.
Take a break. Damage is done. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call at 866-954 more.
The windowplex. Here's all you need to know. It's raining on and off. It's mostly cloudy. Winds are coming out of. I wish I could see a plane because it's so cloudy. I can't tell which way it's coming. But it looks like the rain is. It looks like it's coming out of the west. Southwest at probably like 5 to 10 miles an hour, and right now I'm guessing it's right just a little bit above 80, probably 82, 83.
He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
He's a golfer, even though I just owned him in a golf take, boxed him in hard.
How did you box me?
I don't think Rory take.
How did how not, Jennifer? Just because he's your hobnob buddy. Tell how I did not box him in.
That's definitely not.
Then why? Then what? Then how did I not box him in?
Because you ended it poorly.
Did I?
Yeah.
I gotta
feel
tell
like
you.
I stuck the landing.
I don't think so.
I gotta tell. Firstly, Hunter, Spartan. Hey. Down here, we don't use centimeters.
Hmm.
Why are you coming at Hunter?
Got to read the whole thing though. It's kind of a again, you know, you got to read it for the radio audience.
I just saw. Oh. He said, got 25 centimeters of snow yesterday here in Canada. You want to send that weather up here?
Mm-mm.
Hmm?
No, mm-hmm. I don't.
Right, no.
You made your choice.
Yeah, but like centimeters, how many inches is that?
Mm.
Exactly. We're down here.
Probably
I'm
like,
on Google.
Probably like 11 inches. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, exactly. You're just throwing it out there.
25
centimeters.
9.8. Yeah.
9.8. I wasn't far off. I was like 1 inch off. An inch and a half. Mel Kiper has his new mock draft out, Leroy. Final one before the big dance.
That's not true. No, he comes out with one before it.
Nope. He said it was his final one.
The draft is in 2 weeks.
The draft is next week, dude.
20th?
Yeah. Is it next week or is it the week after?
Week after. Two
oh,
weeks.
Oh, man. Can't wait.
So
he said this is his final one. He did. He's it's 4.0. Why are you looking at me like that? You calling Mel Kiper a liar?
Yes.
Okay.
2 weeks before.
He's allowed to talk draft.
Two weeks before. He's not coming out with another draft.
Nope.
That doesn't even sound like any of those guys. They usually come out with one right before the draft.
Well, Mel Kiper's a man of code.
Okay. Remember this conversation when he comes out with another one. And I say, see, I told you 2 weeks beforehand, no. You want to give us what he's got, though?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Do you want the whole thing or do you just want the Dolphins?
Work it down and I'll tell you what he has for the Dolphins.
Cam Ward, number one overall.
Tennessee, right?
Browns, Travis Hunter.
Yep.
You think that's going to happen? What are your sources telling you?
Yeah, they ain't taking
it. Are you reporting that?
They ain't taking a quarterback.
You're reporting it?
I'm not reporting it.
What's Jay Crawford say? Number three, Giants.
Abdul Carter?
Abdul Carter.
Okay.
Patriots, Will Campbell, tackle from LSU. Mason Graham, Jaguars, defensive tackle from Michigan. Mm-hmm. He goes number five. Number six, Vegas Raiders, Ashton Dempsey, running back from Boise. Mm-hmm. Number seven, Armand Membu, tackle from Missouri. Goes to the Jets. Number eight, Carolina Panthers take Jalen Walker from Georgia, linebacker. And at number nine, your childhood team, the New Orleans Saints.
Yep.
Take Shedeur Sanders, quarterback from Colorado. Dome team.
Huh?
Dome team.
Dome team.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't hate that. I think that's a cool spot for him. You think he's gonna I don't know if he's gonna fall that low though.
Who else would take
him? Still not sold the Giants won't take him. Not sold.
Yeah.
Not sold. Not, you know, and even, you know, the Raiders just gave a lot of money to Geno, but like, is Geno really your quarterback of the future? I know that Pete Carroll and him love each other, but I don't know.
I mean, Geno has kind of built his career on being that steady guy,
mm-hmm.
which is weird.
Bears at number 10 take Tyler Warren from Penn State.
That, now, let me tell you something. He's everything that Bowers is coming out of college.
Mm-hmm.
He is like, yeah, a freak. When I watched him play against Michigan and watched a couple of games they play, that was like their number one guy.
Will Johnson, cornerback, who was mocked in a lot of mocks to the Dolphins, he has him going 11th to the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Amarian Hampton, running back from North Carolina, going number 12
really? Wow.
to the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, okay, I can see that. Dolphins have 13?
The Dolphins have 13.
Okay, let me go ahead on and say this.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation will end if you don't answer this question correctly.
But that's not fair. It's not my mock draft.
How much does he weigh?
Hold on.
You're getting your lips ready for a one.
Oh. I have mixed weights. But the latest weight that I have, 201 pounds.
Oh, no. Hell no.
5'11".
Hell no. Hell no.
What do you mean, hell no?
I'm normally a little understanding about these things for this reason.
You don't even want me to say who it is?
For this reason. Here's why I'm usually normally a little understanding. I'm a big believer in if you draft the best player available, that at some point your team's going to be better instead mm-hmm. of reaching.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. However, with so many needs, would it surprise you if the Dolphins traded down and got more picks?
You didn't even let me say who the player was.
It doesn't matter. He's 201 pounds.
It doesn't, but that's not fair.
Okay, go. Go. Go.
Jahdae Barron, cornerback from Texas.
Okay. Now, back to my conversation. Because, again.
You don't want me to read his breakdown of it?
Sure.
Teron Armstead's retirement makes this interesting. The Dolphins ranked 28th in pass block win rate last season. You like that stat? Ask
Tua what their pass block win rate was.
Texas's Kelvin Banks Jr. could be a fit here, but Miami also drafted Patrick Paul late in the second round last April. Spent the year learning behind Armstead. The Dolphins could start Paul and use his pick to clean up the CB2 spot opposite Jalen Ramsey, where either Storm Duck Cam Smith or Ethan Bonner are currently slated to start. Barron would jump to the front of the line. His ball skills, 5 interceptions in 2024, speed and versatility would boost this unit.
Would you like a football analogy, or would you like to just hear what these knuckleheads have to say?
Who are the knuckleheads?
The people that's drafting that cornerback.
I want you to tell me what you think.
What do I think?
Yeah.
I think I don't care who you put at corner. If you can't get a pass rush, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. And with all the uncertainty surrounding guys returning, as far as when they're going to return, what condition they're going to be in the return, and what have you, I don't know if there's a player available, and that's why I'm going to not go full, you know.
Can I ask you a question? Huh? Is she typing very loud?
Who?
Berterer.
It's the nails.
You hear that, though, right?
Yes.
Are you making the newsletter? Like, what are you doing?
I was doing the notes for
you. Oh, you were doing that?
No. It was both of us because he was hearing me do it, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I didn't even hear it, like, through the microphone. Like, I heard it through my head. I was like.
That's why I turned off the microphone.
What are you, a stenographer from the 50s? Like, do you type with your ring fingers?
I'm not saying nothing.
I think it is the nails.
I'm not saying nothing because.
Let me do my job.
It's very loud with the typing.
She been barking at me all day.
Why do you always have to comment? Why do you have to have to?
Everything I do just cannot be unnoticed. It has to be called out.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
You're familiar with the show. That's what the hell we do.
Every rose has its thorn, you know?
You know what? I was wearing a headband, not a bandana, okay?
he had you like you were a Crip. Bandana.
And today, apparently, I'm also in Led Zeppelin. Like, I don't understand. What's wrong with you guys today and this whole week?
That's a good question. Or I don't really have an answer to that. What's wrong with us?
What's wrong with us?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's the weather.
So you're out on Jahdae Barron.
Huh?
You want guys.
Here's why, and yes, but here's what I will say that will, I'm going to keep it real. Like, I don't want them to draft a big guy just because a big guy is on the board. He may not grade out that high, and this guy may grade out, you know, to that pick. I would rather them do that versus reaching on somebody and end up with another Liam Eichenberg.
He does have Kelvin Maggs going 18 to the Seahawks.
Which
That's
is
the next
the,
lineman taken.
Which?
6'5", 315 pounds, gave up 3 sacks over 42 career starts, starting at left tackle for the Longhorns.
Well, here's the problem. You got Patrick Paul. I tell you what, how would you like to have that guy and Patrick Paul on the left side?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Fat.
No, they're not fat, dude.
Beefy.
Dude, 6'5", 315.
Beefy.
It's not fat.
Whatever, dude.
Take my word for it. 6'5", 315.
Wall.
He'll
look like a guard, though, next to Patrick Paul.
Hmm?
I said 6'5", he'll look like a guard next to Patrick Paul.
How tall is Patrick Paul?
6'8".
Okay. All right.
That would, I think, make everybody excited. I don't know if it'll make Kelvin Banks excited, but tough.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Get ready to learn guard, Kelvin.
Somebody said he didn't have a problem last weekend when the Michigan cornerback was forecasted to be drafted.
I don't think he did.
I didn't really.
But people are saying he's like the truth. Although
no, I'm not. I'm not. Again, I am doing this. I am saying what I would like the Dolphins to draft while understanding if you get to that point in the draft and that's the best guy, I would rather you take the best guy than reach.
So what you're saying is you want 10 picks, 10 trench picks.
No. If they grade – so here's what I'm saying. If the next best offensive lineman is the guy going 18th.
Yep.
But say he grades out to be 20th or 25th. I'm not reaching for that at 13. You see what I'm saying?
What about Gray Zabel, guard center from North Dakota State?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Why?
Because he played for the Rabbits?
Because there's a difference in playing in the SEC and playing where you and Tommy play on the weekends.
That's not fair, dude.
Dude.
There's been good North Dakota State players.
Go.
Wentzwagen. Still in the league.
But there was another one after that.
Was there?
Yeah.
Who? Trey Lance.
Trey Lance.
Still in the league.
And that's a skill position.
Yeah, that's.
When was the last time an offensive lineman said, I'm from San Diego?
Hold on. Teron Armstead went to Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Yeah.
You don't know where.
He wasn't the first round.
You can find trench guys anywhere.
Not exactly.
You got to go mining for the trenches.
You're going to keep going, aren't you?
Yep.
Jennifer.
But it is time to take a break.
All right.